Today we're going to visit with Business Operations Manager Brian Hosek, and we're going to talk about what hunters need to know about electronic posting. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Brian, landowners had until July 15th to electronically post their land. We're kind of transitioning in now to what hunters need to know. Kind of give us a little background on the whole electronic posting.
Right, so that with that deadline being July 15, we're getting ready to prepare for the hunting season. So we have a lot of information to put out there with print material and different types of publications that we put out there. We did end up with nearly 4 million acres of lands that were posted electronically. There were a lot of moving parts to this project. We had obviously the electronic posting side of the project, but there was another ongoing statewide project with some state agencies and the counties to aggregate all this tax parcel information and pull all that information together to use things like electronic posting. That just finished up in May. So right out of the gate, we stuck electronic posting on top of that. And again, two really big projects. So we were probably expecting some bumps in the road with each of those. And you know, expecting that they're going to take some time to mature. And overall, out of the gate, a lot of positive comments, and I think that data and all that information that came together held up fairly well.
What the big question is what can hunters expect when they're out in the field this fall?
So, you know, in the way it's going to be business as usual. Folks are going to see the physical signage out there still. There's still going to be lands that are unposted. There's going to be something added this year with electronically posted lands, digitally posted lands. So there's going to be some things out there that landowners had an opportunity to post in a different way, and hunters will have a different tools to go look to identify these lands.
Okay, so before we move into the tools, Brian, so electronic posting is one option for landowners. They can still physically post. Some landowners don't have to post at all.
Right, that was the objective of this. So when the legislature passed this bill, they brought all this information together and looked at different points of view from folks and try to come up with a product or a solution that was out there for landowners to kind of each their own, to kind of look at if they want to use physical signage. Some wanted the ease and reduce the cost and effort involved to post your land, and others want to leave their land open. So it's trying to fit all those different perspectives and bring them together and offer a solution there.
Let's go into an example. I'm Joe Hunter. I go to a field. What do I look for? What do I need to do?
Right. So. Again, like I said, business as usual, you're still going to see that signage out there, but you are going to run across lands that are unposted. That's always been the burden of the hunter to go in there to make sure that they can access that land. So whether they're driving around the property, making sure there's not a sign on a post somewhere or on a gate, they had to do a little bit of recon first. The same's going to apply before they do that. They're also going to have to reference to see if that land is posted electronically. We get a lot of questions on, you know, do you need technology to go do this? We've done the plots guide for over 20 years now, so that's print material that we put out there. So there will be some ability for hunters out there to go pull that information down. They can print it out, fold it in their pocket, put it in their gun case, whatever they want to do, put it in their vehicle as a reference. There are limitations though with print material. We've always known that. As soon as something's printed, it's outdated, right? And it just falls short of a lot of different things you can do on different platforms that offer technology. But we do offer that as a means to identify not only just electronically posted lands, but other public lands that are out there too for access. That'll be available on our website for folks to pull that information down. We do showcase a few different tools on our website. These are free tools that are out there. Again, we mentioned that you can still pull down that print material if you wanted, but each of these tools have different strengths. So some of them you can access just through the browser. You navigate, you can go out there now and navigate to these maps that are out there that'll show these posted lands. There's other tools that offer the same on a mobile device or a smartphone. So you can download apps and pull in game and fish content or content on electronically posted lands. So we offer a couple tools on our website that can do that for you. Some of the limitations are some require cell service, others don't. They can work offline. These applications utilize the onboard GPS or cellular service to show your position on a map so you can see where you're at in relation to some of these other electronically posted lands or public lands. And then there's, again, with some of these, they can work offline, you can mark waypoints, things like that. A lot of people are familiar with products. We have a lot of hunters that are constantly asking about Onyx Hunt, probably one of the largest used applications in the nation for hunting. So that type of tool set can also be utilized to show some of these lands as well as other public lands that are available.
And these are national apps.
Right, so a lot of these are apps that are used nationally that you can go publish your content and then consume it through these applications or apps on the phone. So just like any of the apps that you download from the stores, whether it be Android or iOS that they're putting those on, you go pull that app down to the device and then you can search our content.
So you just search North Dakota Game and Fish? Or?
So when you get to those apps, we do have some steps on our website that kind of guide you through it. When you get those installed, you just search NDGF. That'll bring back all the content that we published, and you'll see some of that information that'll showcase this electronically posted lands and public lands.
Plots land is identified with yellow markers. How is electronically posted land identified?
Right, so on those online applications, those are designated with like an orange crosshatch. On some of those applications, you can click on the feature itself and it'll show you more information. It'll show you who posted the land. It'll show the ownership. That was some of the limitations that came out before with some of these parcel type viewers. They did show ownership, but it wasn't necessarily the individual that posted the land, or in a lot of cases it wasn't an individual, it was a partnership or corporation. You didn't have that information to really go seek who to request access from.
One thing we should clarify, the electronic posted lands will not be in the Plots book, just online.
Right, so there's a version that looks just like the Plots guide book. We will offer the maps that are very similar to that online for folks to print out and take with them, or have someone print them out wherever they want. The areas that they're looking at hunting, they can take with them in the field.
You touched on it a little bit, but the communication aspect of this electronically
posted
land.
That's the big part of this whole electronic posting project was the communication tools. We recognized there were some things available for landowners to the effort and the ease to post their land, certainly some benefits there. But the big piece of this is a communication tool. So we're taking some of this information. You know, we've all been around signs in the past that are difficult to read, have been weathered, destroyed. They've been through the elements, or trying to discern who is the person that posted that land. And when you go digital here, it's a lot easier to do that. You can discern who is the person that actually posted that land. The electronic posting system did do that. It validated that, has that valid point of contact who did that. And that's a great tool for hunters to go out there and look to, try to determine who they can request access from to hunt those lands. And in addition is the other big piece of this we hear is that, landowners just want to know who's out there. They want to make sure that there's safety going on, that there's, that an individual, may be out one day and then they granted permission to another one on the next. A lot of reasons that this can help that communication between hunters and landowners. We do have some great tools on our website to kind of keep up with the information. We have a news alerts and a subscription piece for news and alerts that you can sign up for. So if you sign up for that, when this information becomes available, you'll be given an alert saying, all right, we're ready to, it's out there now. You can download this to your device, especially if you're using that Avenza app and you want to pull down that content to your device. The other ones are more dynamic, but they'll just give you that information that this is ready to go. We're in the midst right now of with that deadline of the July 15 to now turn around and getting all that information prepared and ready for this next hunting season.
A lot of great information, Brian. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.